hope of your sons. It started out where in the beginning of Bhagavad Gita, what Dhritarashtra was saying in the first verse, huh? Samaveti yutsa mamoksha. He wanted to know what was going on. What's the last line? Kema Kauravata. What did they do? And the last verse he's telling, first of all, Prabhupada said he didn't have any hope in the beginning anyway. Because why would he want to know what's going on? This is very suspicious. Prabhupada said that, what did they do? What did they do? What did they do? They came there to fight. But Dhritarashtra was very insecure because he knew the Pandavas were such great personalities that his sons really didn't have a chance. That's what he really knew. So at the end of the whole recitation of Bhagavad Gita, then finally he said, Yatra Yogeshwara. Wherever there's Krishna and Arjuna, Tatra Shira Vijayo Nitir Dhruva Matir Mama. There won't be any help for you because Krishna has unlimited mystic power and opulence. Srimad Orjitane, when Arjuna was hearing about different opulences, mystic potencies, like the ocean, of bodies of water on the ocean. That sounds, I don't have to read Bhagavad Gita. I remember there were some devotees back in 1976. They said, oh, we don't read Bhagavad Gita. This is all just sub-religious principle. And I was like, wow, there's so many verses I don't know in Bhagavad Gita. And I said, do you know the whole Bhagavad Gita or something? You must know everything, every verse, every purport, every syllable in order to say that, right? He said, no, there's no need to. But Bhagavad Gita is much in there, every syllable. So it's not sub-religious principles, but it's an ecstatic conversation. One who studies it, Adyeshate Imam, he worships me by his intelligence. And there the mystic powers are described very nicely for us neophytes who don't consider it a sub-religious principle. So it's very mystical. So mystical that you reading and reading and reading. Even Shankaracharya, the king of the Mayavadis, impersonalist, he says, Kinchada Adita, Bhagavad Gita Kinchada. You have to read every day at least some Bhagavad Gita. And he wrote Mahatmya. Prabhupada published it in Bhagavad Gita, in BTG, a long time ago. The Gita Mahatmya. We're reading one in the beginning of Prabhupada gives it in the introduction to Gita, but there's probably quite a few, but one by Shankaracharya, he's also glorifying. And he quotes Bhagavatam. Young Brahma Varunendra Rudra Amrutastan Bhanti Dibaistavai Vedai Sangapata Karma Panashai Riyanti Young Samaga Dhyana Vastadgutena Manasalapasanti Yam Yogino Syantam Navadu Sura Sura Yasyantam Navadu Sura Sura Ganatas Mai Divai Namaha. That verse in Bhagavatam says, Yasyantam Navadu, you can never know. Sura, Asuras, all the Asuras, generally go for the mystic power. They try to compete with Krishna. Like Hiranyakashipu or Trinavarta, they try to challenge Krishna's mystic potency as this little kid, you know, take care of him. But Krishna is just a little baby taken away by Trinavarta, huge demoniac cyclone or a tornado or something. Even nowadays, they know that they're like persons. They say, wow, this in the news, whenever they report a tornado, they said they give them names, they give the hurricanes names, because they know that they're persons, and they just, it seems like it purposely came down and just hit this one town and wiped it out and just left. Bang. And those people had some karma to they had to work out. So those type of material, mundane, mystic power, they can never compete. Yogeshwara Akhila Garo Bhagavan Namaste. In Kunti's final prayer, she describes also, she uses this word, Shri Krishna, Krishna Saka Vishivishabhavani Drug Rajanya Bhangsahana Dahana Bhapavarga Birya. And Prabhupada used to many times explain Apavarga and how Krishna negates the Pavarga, Anapavarga. It gets confusing, but there's Pavarga, Apavarga, and Anapavarga. But Pavarga refers to every living entity is suffering these ways. Pa, pa, ba, ba, ma. And Krishna relieves that by his mystic power. He's Yogeshwara. If we surrender like Arjuna did, then we'll get relief from these pa, working very hard, parishram. And pa means foaming at the mouth, like the animals. And some humans have to foam at the mouth. They're working so hard. Hopefully none of us are working that hard, at least not for Maya. Maybe for Krishna. And Lord Chaitanya used to exhibit foam at the mouth, different type. Subhananda ate the foam. I'm sure other devotees tried to eat that foam. But this type of foam, the material world, is not very pleasant. Pa, pa, ba. Ba means, finally, it's useless. Vartita. And ba, fear. There's always fear involved, a lot of fear. Every little bug is fearful. Every bird is looking around. Everybody's fearful. So Krishna relieves that if one understands his mystic power, as Brahma is trying to understand. But here he's saying, I don't understand at all. This is also, many times you see Mahaprabhu is asking this question. And in ecstatic verses, just like in Bilva Mangala Thakur is described in the Krishna Karnamrita. Krishna Karnamrita, Lord Chaitanya used to hear this many times. Imagine it chanted by not only Lord Chaitanya, but Ramananda Roy and Srup Damodar. They were chanting this. Bilva Mangala Thakur, he was actually blind, probably described. He had poked his eyes out. Dibya Kishora Murti, still he could see, always. Or else how could he write Krishna Karnamrita and so many other ecstatic verses that he wrote? Katam Nayami, in one of the verses, is described in a couple places in Chaitanya Charitamrita, especially when we read, did we read it? Yeah, we read it. And in the second volume, second chapter, I think, third, well, not, yeah, those chapters there, the madness of Lord Chaitanya. And he's quoting, Krishna's Kaviraj is quoting these verses. He knew, it's not like he made this stuff up, but he knew from hearing from Raghunath Das that these verses were spoken from Bilva Mangala, and also used to hear Chandi Das Vidyap. We don't hear so many quotes of those, but once in a while, a little bit something, but not so much in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Mostly we're hearing Bilva Mangala Thakur's verses. Katam Nayami, when will I see Anatta Bandho Karanaika Sindho? Lord Chaitanya is feeling so much separation. He's asking, where is Venu Gopal? There's very ecstatic Bengali verses memorized. At least we should aspire in some life, since we have a long time, being eternal. It's not possible to relish all the verses in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Is it possible? No. And he gave so much. In fact, Krishna's Kaviraj is saying, I am so old now. He was like in his 90s or something. He was praising that Haridas, Prabhupada says priest, but he was some great devotee. He wasn't just an ordinary person, because when Kaviraj Goswami said that I've been inspired and I've been asked by the Vaishnavas, especially this Haridas, so it must have been a great, great devotee, because Kaviraj Goswami was such a great personality. It was his friend to compose the Chaitanya Charitamrita. So he said, now at least you got some nectar. I gave, this is only Madhya 2. Madhya 2 and 3, he only got, he said, I may die any time now. I'm so old, I can hardly write anything, or I'm trembling. But if Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is more merciful, then I will continue. And right. So he gave so much. But he already said, I gave, on one hand, it's like a tiny drop. On the other hand, this drop is an ocean. So these are some of the mysteries. What is that verse? Agatana gatana patiasi. That which is impossible becomes possible. That which is an ocean of nectar, Kaviraj Goswami was able to put in a few chapters. But then he said, I'll give more. If I live more, I'll give more. Then he gave so much more. And even then he said, I only gave a drop. Even the devotees praying, Eka Bindu, Kripa Bindu Dia, Narottam Das, or is that, that's Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So, Kripa Bindu Diya, Koroe Dase, I'm your servant, give me one drop, one drop. So we're praying for that drop. Here, Brahma's describing very nicely in one very concise verse, who could possibly know Koveti Bhuman? He's so great, but he's still Bhagavan. He's Paramatma. Paramati Chapyukto Dehis Min Purusha Para. This whole 13th chapter, we may think 13th chapter, oh, I'll memorize that one. That's not so big. It's very tricky, though. Once you start memorizing any chapter in Bhagavad Gita, then you find out, Dashyatmanam Avyayam, it's Avyayam, unlimited, eternal Bhagavad Gita. It's not a joke. When it says it's spiritual, then we have to find out the hard way sometime. But the hard way is the ecstatic way also. That by you reading it constantly, then you say, wow, I just read that, but there's more in there. I remember 13th chapter, wow, all about the Param, has all so many verses about Param. Ketragyam chapi mam vidhi sarakshetreshu bharata ketram ketragayor gyanam yatta gyanamatam mama. Krishna says, I'm giving samasena. I'm just giving you a brief description. Wow. Such a brief description, but still I'm reading it my whole life. And Arjuna, he was hearing it. He understood it. Therefore he said, I will do whatever you say. After hearing. But Krishna said, Nantosti mama dibhyanam. Nantosti. There's no end to my divine opulences. Nantosti mama dibhyanam. Mama dibhyanam. Vistarnatmano yogins. So anyone who understands it, also, this mystic power, sovikalpena yogena yujate natra sankshaya. Without any doubt, he engages in devotional service. Even if we're at the neophyte level of Lord Brahma. Many times we hear that Lord Brahma is, you know, some kind. He has only, it's true from Vichar, from this standpoint, Rupa Goswami's standpoint, that he, but from our standpoint, we can relish these prayers from Lord Brahma. Just one prayer of Lord Brahma is a mind boggler. You know, in the not only the Brahma Sangita, but in third canto and in ninth chapter, he has so many verses there. Prayers for creative energy. Verses there, and he describes there also how some of the verses are. I'm thinking there's one verse there. He's describing how the living entities are so full of misery. He has great compassion. He feels very compassionate upon everyone. This is the head of our sampradaya. And he's given all these wonderful verses there. Anyone can study. He describes Krishna. And he actually saw Krishna here in this revelation. Koveti bhumam bhagavan maratma. Yogeshwaro tir bhavatas, kvaba kadamba kativa kadeti. When? When is it going on? How is it going on? It's described like alata chakra, firebrand, like when you whirl a stick. So you can't, it looks like a continual fire, but it's going on in different universes. As soon as Krishna finishes this pastime with the cowherd boys and Lord Brahma, we cannot calculate, but it's going on in another universe. And there's unlimited universes. And it's moving. But we don't know how that's going on. Then to another universe. And then one night, when the gopis are dancing Rasa Leela, it's a night of Brahma. It's only one night, but it's a night of Brahma. On the other hand, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is thinking one moment to be 12 years also. Shunyaitam jagat sarvam govinda virahiname. All of this, all these ecstatic verses given in Bhagavatam are meant to increase our knowledge. Vidyavadu jivanam, pratipadam purnam. Give us a taste for a drop of taste for the nectar that we're always anxious. But sometimes we're not anxious for that nectar. We're more anxious for a so-called nectar of Maya, if there's any nectar. there. So easy method is to constantly be absorbed Nityam Bhagavata Seva in Srimad Bhagavatam. Otherwise, the mind is manda bhagya. Very unfortunate. Manasanyanya machito. One has to control the mind. So this is Krishna's mystic power. It's spread. Nantosti mama dibyanam. Why do you want to hear about it? He's finally, after giving so many examples to Arjuna, atava bahunaitena kim gyatena. Tavarjuna, Vishtabhyaham idam kritstam, ekang sena stito jagat. By a tiny, ekang sena stito jagat, by one tiny fragment, all the universes are being maintained. Just like, wow. You're going to figure that out? No. Can't figure it out. It's way. Avana manasa gotara. Brahma's already said that in so many ways. He's saying it again. Atapi te deva padambuja dvaya prasada leshanugrihi devi. Janati tatvam bhagavam himno. Yes, janati, he said, you could know it, but only by the mercy. Janati tatvam bhagavam, here bhagavam himno. These glories you can know, but only by his mercy. And what is that? It's only what little bit we can. If you have a tiny cup, if there's an ocean, you can only take one cup. Prabhupada said the ocean is such a great example of the mystic power of Krishna. Any fool, rascal, how he cannot understand that the ocean is there, unlimited water for our, of course, they can say it's limited, but it looks pretty unlimited when you're floating in the middle or something. And whenever you need water, it gets distilled. Somebody mentioned it the other day. It goes up, comes down as the rain. Otherwise, salt preserving it. Salt is preserving the water there, and then whenever it's needed. And all that the ordinary mundane rascals can do is they can pollute, they can steal from it, kill all the entities in it. But otherwise, it's perfect. Purnam. Om Purnam. Purnamidam. Purnasya. So Krishna has provided even this material world as Purnam. Purnam. Purnatara. Purnam Tara. Iti Trida. Krishna is either perfect, more perfect, or most perfect, but he's perfect. So this mystic power is going on, and Brahma is unable to fathom it. And who is Brahma? Jananta eva janantu kim bahuk janame prabho. Manaso, I think it's coming up, Manaso Vapasho. Vaibhavam tava gotra. By my mind, body, and words, I cannot understand it. Only if I get a little bit of mercy. So he's praying here for that mercy. And we are not equipped to even pray. We are very limited. Prabhupada told me personally I was limited. So I'm stamped, approved, limited. Krishna is unlimited. So the tiny limited person, entity, his brain capacity is very, just two brain cells or a couple of, I think they say there's billions, but even those billions, without surrendering, the brain, Prabhupada said, is, he gave credit, he said, simply full of cow dung. Of course, he could have said much worse, but he gave merciful blessing to the scientist or anyone who cannot understand how he is so insignificant. One has to wear this verse around. What's that verse? Like a garland. Ganti. A shlok kanti. Ganti a. He has to wear it. This shloka like a garland. This like a mala. This Trinadapi verse. One has to be tolerant like the tree and very humble like the grass. Amanida, and offer all respect. Don't expect anything, any respect, because you probably won't get it anyway. And if you're expecting it, you definitely won't get it. Especially from Hare Krishna people. So, Prabhupada showed always the most humble, Kridasi, you play. So this is Krishna's Leela. Especially here, he's playing around. It's like a spider. He expands. Unanabir. This is a verse by Lord Brahma, actually, in the second canto. He expands his web, and then he can retract at any time. So this is also described by Lord Brahma in Brahma Samhita in several prayers like that. Ekopiya sora chaitam jagadanda koti koti shvashesha vasudari vibhuti tad brahma nishkalam ananta mashesha ananta mashesha. But he has unlimited potency, and he can expand this material world with one breath. He's expanding Shristi Stiti Pralaya Shadana Shaktareka. Shristi Stiti Ma Vishnu, who's not even Krishna. He's just 3-4 steps down from Krishna. Shristi, by his breathing, Shristi Stiti Pralaya, Prabhupada said, Shristi, creating, Stiti, it's maintained, and Pralaya, and then finished. That's just one breath. Gone. We're all gone. Shristi Stiti Pralaya Shadana, Chayeva Yashi Bhuvanani Vibharti Durga. That's Durga. Just see, Lord Shiva, he's the master of Durga, and Durga cannot bewilder him. He's the master. But then he wants to see Krishna's potency and Mohini Murti potency. Well, that's real heavy mystic power. Because even Lord Shiva, he got bewildered. He said, I heard about the Mohini that you just did that recently. I'd like to see that. Krishna said, he kind of smiled. He said, you sure you want to see that? I mean, you know, I don't know about that. You sure? He said, yeah, no problem. So all of a sudden, boom. Shiva was running after. He was never attracted by Durga, by Sati like that at all. But when Krishna takes on the form of a female, then that's the end, even for Lord Shiva. And he's running like mad, Bruvi Jumbrina Kevalam, by the raising of one eyebrow. So this is the mystic power. Balame Pashamaya Strimaya Jayanodi Sam. Material world, that's taken care of. Even Mohini doesn't have to appear. She has her expansions in the material world. Krishna said, send out the Mohini Murti. I mean, Prabhupada one time said that. Send out the Mohini Murti. Speaking of the Brahmacharinis going on book distribution, because the men are always attracted by the books. So Prabhupada was utilizing all the mystic potency of Krishna, and he could perform. Prabhupada was a conduit, a via media for Krishna's power. Prabhupada, he said like that, Krishna has tricked you all. It's a trick also, that everyone's attracted, oh, here's an old Bengali wise man, he said, but actually Krishna is tricking you through me. No, the Prabhupada never wanted to take any credit because he knew it was all Krishna's power. Okay, so conversations, any microphone is ready if anyone wants to speak on the mystic potencies of Krishna. Since they're unlimited, we should have unlimited things to. It's on.
Hare Krishna. Can you confirm this? I heard a long time ago something.
It sounds on. Anyway, he needed exercise. He's going back.
Hare Krishna. Can you confirm it? I heard a long time ago, but I never had it heard it repeated or confirmed, that Channa Avatar refers to Lord Chaitanya. Channa means hidden. Hidden avatar.
Means covered, yeah.
Covered. But what I was told was that Channa has a dual meaning. It also means, it refers to a condition of disturbance of the life airs which produce dementia or derangement. Channa means demented. Do you know about that?
I don't know, but I haven't heard it, but it could be, well be, it's a Sanskrit. I don't know. Madhumati is a Sanskrit, wala, scholar, wala. Pran, you've heard that? Maybe. Well, if you're covered, it could be, you know, in circumstantial, sometimes words are used, you know, it's not the main mukya vritti, not the main meaning, but it could be gona, indirect, you know, a word referring to something. A temporary state where you're covered, mad, like, yeah, Lord Chaitanya is covered, but he's also covered by so many symptoms. And he can also withdraw his potency. Many times, just like when he's Nimai, you know, they think he's just, you know, they think he's unbelievably amazing. So everyone in the whole Nadi is thinking about him. But if he wants, he can just walk down the street and no one will even see him. No one will even think about him if he wants. They'll think, oh, there's Nimai Pandit. Oh, there's Nimai Pandit. And some other time, he might walk down the street and everyone just, their hearts will stop in some kind of amazement and they won't know what to do at all. Just flip out. So he can withdraw just like the spider. In fact, that has something to do with this last verse a little bit, reminding me that demigods, human being, that very verse you mentioned just now, it's Prahlad's prayer. Itam nityagvashi David is Shavatarir. What is it? Itam nityagvashi David is Shavatarir. Itam Dharma Mahapurusha Pasi Yugana Vrittam. He appears in different yugas to protect the Dharma. He takes the form of these different things. Nrideva, as a deva or a human being. Nri, human being. Rishi, or a demigod. Jashavatara, or an animal, a fish. What's the second line? Come on. Anyway.
What's the first line?
Yugana Vrittam. Itam, in this way. Itam. Nrideva. Anyway, a bird. It's all those things are mentioned in that same prayer that he can appear in these different forms. What? Huh? Right. Anyway, it's just that the last verse that Brahma mentioned has a list exactly like the one of that he just mentioned. Appears as a boar, a fish. He appears as those things. Matsya korma, tortoise, or... Yeah.
So Krishna has unlimited potencies, which we cannot understand with our current mind, our senses. But we can understand like internal potency and external potency, right? And just always strive to be in the internal potency.
Three potencies. It's given chit shakti, maya shakti, and jiva shakti. That sometimes broke down like three, two, not just two, but three. Tridisha. Yeah. There's one verse in second, third canto. Second chapter, the one it says asangatas, that he's the Lord of threes, triadisha. And the three thing, there's so many threes. Three Purusha Avatar, three Shaktis.
You mean marginal?
Huh?
Internal,
yeah,
marginal,
jiva, and the chit shakti is the internal. So he's the Lord of threes, and this is explaining the mystic power also. He's a sangha. Or sarva karana karanam. It's karanaya adbhuta karanaya. He's adbhuta karana. He is the cause of all, the amazing cause of all causes. Namo namaste kila karanayanis karanayad bhuta karanaya savagamam naya mahanava. This is one of the prayers by Gajendra. Namo namaste kila karanaya. He's akila karana. He's the cause of everything. Namo namaste kila karanaya. Karanaya is the cause. Namo namaste kila karanaya. Niskaranaya adbhuta. He has no cause. Niskaranaya adbhuta karanaya. But he's the cause of everything. Niskaranaya adbhuta karanaya. Again it says. So no one can actually say, no one can compete with the prayers in the Bhagavatam. People write great prayers though. Just like Bilva Mangalas and Rupa Goswami and Raghunath Das. But still, they're always inspired by Srimad Bhagavatam, the prayers of Srimad Bhagavatam. You can find them quoting them, different things. Prabodhananda Saraswati, Rupa Goswami. They can get inspired. And then it's so unlimited. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written so many songs just based on what Rupa Goswami says. His whole songbook, practically. Geetavali, is it? Huh? It's a Bengali explanation of just Rupa Goswami's Sharanagati. Well, yeah, isn't it? No, Sharanagati is also another commentary, translation, explanation, purport of Rupa Goswami.
Well, I just wanted to make the point that although we can understand all of his potencies, we can, from a practical standpoint, just try to remain in his internal potency by devotional service. Right.
That's the whole idea. That quote is there from the 10th chapter of the Gita. That it says, Sovi Kalpena Yogena. When you know this, what is it for? Is the Gita? Huh? That's another one. No, this particular verse. One who knows my mystic power, Krishna says. Vistranatmano Yogam. Vistranatmano Yogam. Vibhuti Nam Parantapa. Sovikalpa, is that the one? No, that's a different one. Sovikalpena Yogena. One who knows it. Sovikalpena Yogena. Yujate natra. Yujate means he engages in service. Yeah, that's the result. So, I mean, according to the description of Shantaras, that one may have understand Krishna's power. There's different symptoms given that the Shanta Ras Bhakta, he is just amazed at the potency of Krishna. It's like, wow, amazing. But then the next step is Dasya Ras. Then he has to do something. Well, you know, Krishna is so great, let me have to do something. This is a little bit like the Nine Yogendras or Sukadeva Goswami. He didn't want to come out of the womb for so many years, because he was just happy there in the Brahman realization. But after hearing the delineation, then he said, wow, this is something. I have to come and do some service. And he spoke Bhagavatam. He did some pretty good service. He spoke Bhagavatam. Anything else?
It's only by the grace of your spiritual master you can get the proper understanding of Krishna. So Srila Prabhupada had spoken about this illiterate Brahmin in reference to scholars who was holding the Bhagavad Gita and looking at it and was crying. So he was asked, why are you crying? He said, well, because he couldn't read, but he had the Bhagavad Gita with him all the time. He said, Krishna has been so merciful that he's driving out his servant. And then Srila Prabhupada explained that he understood Bhagavad Gita.
Right.
He got that mercy.
Sometimes so he knew some reading, not that he was complete. I mean, he's a brahmana. But the other brahmanas were laughing because they knew he wasn't very good in Sanskrit. He knew something. I mean, basically in those days, everyone spoke Sanskrit. If you are a Brahmin, you grew up speaking Sanskrit. So he probably knew something compared to what we know.
So you know, the question is...
he couldn't read properly.
What is the criteria for one getting that grace from the guru to have the proper understanding?
Well, first of all, he's learned Lord Chaitanya's pastime, so he definitely got some mercy there. I mean, just imagine you, if you're trying to read Gita and everyone's laughing at you, but what if Lord Chaitanya didn't come over and embrace him? That would be a big minus, you know.
His guru told him to read Bhagavad Gita. He was not reading Bhagavad Gita by his own. No. He was following his guru's instruction. I read that chapter many times. He was following, his guru told him to read Bhagavad Gita, he was following. Because he was following his guru's instruction, then he met the Lord Chaitanya.
The question is, what is the criteria?
Following guru's instruction. That's it.
Well, okay, so I'm saying that I heard that he was trying to read it, but he wasn't very good at reading, right?
That's all right. But he was like Bihari Das, Jagannath Das Babaji's servant. He told Bihari Das, read Chaitanya Charitamrita. First he thought, Guru Maharaj knows that I never went to school. So how can I read? So Jagannath Das Babaji, he was apparently blind. He again stressed, can you read Chaitanya Charitamrita? So at the second time, and he was so angry, and then on the third time, he opened the book, and he started reading, even though he never went to school. So power of guru can make anything possible.
Lakshmi.
I was going to say the same thing that Pran Govinda Prabhu basically said, that it wasn't in the description of the experience that Lord Chaitanya asked him, how come you're reading even though you don't read so well, you know, you're stumbling, etc. He's because my Guru Maharaj ordered me that every day I have to read Bhagavad Gita. So even though I don't really know how so well, I can't chant the Sanskrit so well, but still the order is there. And so I'm reading, and then the realization is coming because I'm seeing this picture in my mind of Chaitanya, of Krishna and Arjuna, and I'm appreciating how wonderful it is that Krishna is serving his devotee. And when I think of that, then it brings tears to my eyes. And then Lord Chaitanya embraced him. So he was getting the realization by following the order of his spiritual master before Lord Chaitanya embraced him. Lord Chaitanya embraced him. That was the cherry on top of the...
That was a big cherry. I'll take it. Anything else?
Was it cherry on top of ice
cream? I think that was the cake on top of the cherry.
We can also see that Srila Prabhupada has put that picture that discussing as the cover of the Bhagavad Gita for us. And plus, he also put it in English for others that are Sanskrit challenged.
Yeah, just in case. But that picture's been there. I mean, other editions have had that. But anything else? Jai Krishna.